Hello and welcome back to Discover Daily by Perplexity. I'm your host Alex and my voice is powered by 11 Labs. Today we have a lineup of stories from our Discover feed, from an ambitious $100 billion AI supercomputer project by Microsoft and OpenAI, to controversy over the BBC replacing an actress with AI, to New York City testing AI gun detectors in the subway. Let's get right to it. Did you know that Microsoft and OpenAI are reportedly collaborating on a massive $100 billion project to build an AI supercomputer called Stargate? This initiative, part of a broader five-phase plan, aims to accelerate the development of OpenAI's AI models with millions of specialized AI chips housed in a US data center. Stargate, representing Phase 5, could launch as early as 2028 and would require several gigawatts of power, equivalent to multiple large data centers today. The high cost is largely due to procuring the AI chips and ensuring adequate power supply. Microsoft is likely to finance the ambitious undertaking. The partnership has faced scrutiny from regulators and a lawsuit from Elon Musk, but it reflects the company's long-term vision for AI, with OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman previously expressing concerns about a shortage of AI chips. Many details, like the exact location and choice of chips, are still being determined for this groundbreaking supercomputer that could shape the future of artificial intelligence as we know it. In other AI news, the BBC's decision to replace actress Sarah Poyser with an AI-generated voice for an upcoming documentary has ignited a firestorm of debate in the UK's acting community. Poyser, known for her long-running role in the stage production of Mamma Mia, shared an email from the BBC production team informing her that her services were no longer needed due to the use of AI. The BBC later clarified the AI voice was for a sensitive documentary featuring a contributor nearing the end of life who can no longer speak. The decision aimed to recreate their voice according to the family's wishes. However, the incident has sparked a broader discussion about the implications of AI for actors and voice artists. Fellow actors expressed concern over the trend, calling for resistance against AI in the creative industries. Poyser's agency highlighted the potential dangers to the industry and devaluation of skilled actors' work. The controversy reflects an ongoing debate, mirroring issues raised during the recent Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists Actors, strike in Hollywood over AI use of their likenesses and performances without consent or compensation. As the entertainment industry grapples with balancing innovation and protecting the livelihoods of creative professionals. Turning to public safety, New York City has announced a pilot program to test AI-based gun detection systems in its subways in response to a series of violent incidents. The technology, provided by Evolve, uses low-frequency electromagnetic fields and advanced sensors to detect firearms at subway turnstiles. The program will begin after a mandated 90-day waiting period, during which the city will also evaluate alternative vendors. Evolve's scanners are already used at various venues, but have faced scrutiny over accuracy, with reports of false positives and failures to detect certain weapons. The company is under investigation by the FTC and SEC and faces a shareholder lawsuit alleging misrepresentation of its product's efficacy. Mayor Eric Adams emphasizes embracing tech innovations for public safety, while the NYPD will analyze the scanner's accuracy. However, civil liberties groups have raised concerns about privacy violations and the reliability of the AI, arguing it could cause unnecessary panic and potentially target specific groups. As NYC strives to improve subway safety, the debate continues over the effectiveness and ethical implications of deploying such AI surveillance systems. Well, that wraps up today's episode of Discover Daily. It's clear that artificial intelligence is rapidly advancing and being applied in more and more domains, from creative industries to public safety. But as we've seen, this also raises important questions and debates about the implications, ethics, and effectiveness of AI. It will be fascinating to see how these issues evolve. You can also download the Perplexity app on Android or iOS to experience a better way to search the internet. If you want to learn more about any of today's stories, just check the episode description for links. Until then, stay curious.